First Perek of Hages, third Mishnah. We're talking about halacha of mikvois. Mikvah had to be made from water that was gathered naturally. It was not drawn water. Hillel says, "Molly hin ma'im she'uvim poislim a mikvah." One hin of drawn water can pass on the mikvah. El she'ein, el she'odim chayvam v'lashin rabbi. A hin, how much is a hin? A hin is 12 lugim. So he could have said 12 lugim pasal the mikveh, but the reason why he said hin was because his Rebbe used the term hin. There are different perushim. What it meant is, it doesn't mean they have it the way he pronounced it. Pronounced it like his Rebbe pronounced it, that I'm not going as a whole shot. Yeah, but go upon him. That's what he holds. He says 9 kabim of Mamshuv and Pasal Mikveh. We're talking about a mikveh does not have the full 40 sub. Once it has the full 40 sub, then nothing passes. They disagree with both opinions. Two weavers came from Shar Ashba, today it's called the dung gate, but the garbage gate of Yerushalayim. It was very simple people. But they had an Edis which served Klal Yisrael. Heidim Yishum Shmai V'Avtalion. They said in the name of Shmai V'Avtalion. Shloi Shulugim Mayim Shuvim Poisam Samikveh. That if there's only 3 Lugim of Mayim Shuvim that put into a mikveh, it's not yet at 40 so, it piles the entire mikveh. V'kimul Chacham is Devrayim Lacham accepted there and established halacha like them. So we see from here that no matter how simple a person looks, he could be very valuable to Klal Yisrael.